This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and wrapping up the week with an interesting topic today. Longtime community member involved in a lot of things. Kelly Leonard in here today. Kelly, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Nice to be seeing you, Kyle. Good to be back in the studio.
So I was researching some historical data going back a ways, and apparently there was a time in American history when musicians played at parks.
You know, if you look at old caves, you can see it written on the walls of the caves that musicians, yes, they would be in outdoor venues by rivers. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, rivers or parks, oftentimes right. People would be watching them.
Sometimes they had old stone blankets they would sit on.
Yeah. Well, you
get, how far do you want to carry this?
Yeah, you get the point here. Music on the Half Shell back this year.
Well, we are so happy to be having the opportunity to be back again. As I'm sure everybody listening to you right now knows, last year we were up against a wall, had to cancel due to the COVID situation. But last year, thanks to the partnership with you folks here at Brook Communication, we were able to do Live in Your Backyard and have 8 virtual shows. Not the same as being outdoor and being live, but we are back this year with an abbreviated season starting very, very soon.
So I know that the last few weeks for all of you on the Half Shell Committee, when CDC guidelines shifted a bit and suddenly a lot more things looked possible, more people got vaccinated, and because of the weather, things could be held outdoors, all of that. It's been probably a pretty fast-moving picture for you guys.
You know, if you consider the fact that we are a year-round event in the sense of planning, we had to be planning early as if it was going to happen, with full knowledge that this was in the hands of the people of Douglas County. You know, the healthier we were, the more likely we would be able to do that. We got a good signal of what the projections were from Dr. Dannenhofer and his team. And so we continue to plan in that vein. And at this point, all things are still in the air, but at this point we are booked and ready to go.
And with, we were over there, it's part of our story. It's online at 541radio.com for a presentation at 10 this morning. And just to have 7 or 8 members of your committee, a couple folks from the media, and standing there in front of the band shell, it was that may have been one of the larger gatherings there recently.
May have been. You're absolutely right. Yeah, but everybody, you could see everybody was kind of grinning just to be back there standing in front of the Half Shell and all that it means to this community.
Yeah, so it began in 1992. You know, just went from being more regional and smaller and got bigger and bigger. Last year, for you, what was it like to suddenly have a bunch of free time on your hands?
It was an odd feeling. But as I said, we were still doing Tuesday nights here with you in the studios and Rochelle. We were still busy, but the planning, it was a whole different ballgame last year.
I know that you don't live that far away. Did you ever drive by the park on Tuesday night?
No.
Some people did. I know that some folks went over there and actually listened to the radio program in the park.
Yeah.
Probably not very many.
Yeah, but not to dwell on last year, but we did do the 8 virtual shows here in the studio, but we know a lot of people were listening at different commercial venues, some of the pubs, some of the breweries, the wineries, etc., and a lot of people were listening at home. So we were very pleased about that, but not as pleased as this year.
Yeah, so here you go. Let's kind of work our way through the artists playing this year.
You know, I'm happy to do that, but can I go back 1 second?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago, 1992. You know, I have sweaters that old, but there are people that will have been with us since 1992. They remember, you know, this 30-year history of what we've accomplished in this community and brought a wide variety of music. Thanks to the committee, thanks to the people who were visionary 30 years ago, thanks to all of our commercial sponsors, et cetera. So we're really proud of that legacy. And it continues this year with what I think is a great lineup. Abbreviated series this year because of circumstance. But we are starting on Tuesday, of course. It's always Tuesday at Half Shell, on July the 6th, with a group that we had back in 2017. And we closed the season with this group. And I think I'm pretty sure you were there, Kyle, since you sit usually pretty close to where I sit. And it was a great show with March 4th. March 4th is an internationally acclaimed group out of Portland, Oregon. And this is not just a musical group. This is a group of about 20 musicians and dancers and artisans and stilt walkers and jugglers. It is an amazing event that takes place when March 4th is here. So we ended the show with them in 17. We're opening the series with them this year. So it'll be a great, great beginning.
And I remember that being a very unique show. It was like you were never sure what was going to happen next.
It was like going to one of the old Renaissance fairs in some ways. Things were coming out of the woodwork. You know, they were out in the audience. People were up dancing. It was a wild night. And I don't doubt it's going to be any different.
Yeah. All right. That's the first one. Week two.
Week two will be on the 13th of July. A Tuesday, no less.
Wow.
And we are very, very pleased to be bringing back probably one of the top 10 favorites of all the artists, and maybe even top 5 artists of all the people that we've had here at Music on the Half Shell. Gosh, he came to us the first year, and he was the opening act for Etta James that year and absolutely stole the show. And that is Leroy Bell and His Only Friends. They come and they put on a very dynamic show. If you haven't heard of Leroy Bell before, he's been around for a lot of years. He's a singer, songwriter, written songs for a lot of other artists, has won a lot of acclaim and awards for himself. Some people may have seen him as a finalist on the 2011 inaugural season of American X Factor, if I'm not mistaken. But he really, really connects tremendously well with the audience. He's a tremendous singer, songwriter. He comes with a small group. Like I said, Leroy Bell and His Only Friends. Terry's with him, and great group. It's a terrific show.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking after I came back from the band show this morning, looked at his website as I kind of scrolled around and looked at some of the folks' websites that are playing. And it was really funny because it was the first time I'd looked at a particular, you know, any artist's website in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And you know what was different? There were shows booked on a list. There were tour dates.
Yeah.
You know, just a few weeks ago, nobody had, everything was still up in the air. And I just looked at that, and he's based in Seattle. He's got a number of things going on in Washington, but coming down here, so people are going to like that one.
Well, and you probably saw on his website, he's got some indoor club dates coming up. I noticed that. But it's, as you said at the beginning, as we have emerged out of this very dark time, you know, and people have taken the responsibility to become vaccinated, become healthier, make their community safer. You know, these things are open to us now.
I'm real fascinated about the third group.
Third group on July the 20th. This is a group that we have had in the past, and I'm trying to remember the year. It's in my note. There it is. 2002. Now, I'm going to say the name of the group. And you and a lot of people out in the audience are going to go, well, wait a minute. Wasn't that way back? The Four Freshmen.
Right.
Now, the Four Freshmen, I'm going to venture a guess just out of the blue that this may not be the original Four Freshmen.
Yeah, because the original ones began in 1948.
Right. And in fact, in 2002, if I remember correctly, we were backstage and talking to the Four Freshmen, and a couple of them were sons of, and maybe at this point, maybe grandchildren of, you know, at this point. But, you know, it's great harmonies. They're going to put on a great show. They've influenced a lot of artists over the years. Any time you've heard the Mamas and the Papas and the Beach Boys and all those people that kind of rely on great harmonies and some of those songs from that era, you're going to remember the Four Freshmen. They've been, as you said, been around since, what did you say, 1948?
Yeah.
During that time, Recorded 23 albums. The freshmen have, over 75 albums, 70 top-selling singles, six Grammy nominations. They've toured constantly since their inception in some iteration or another. So it's going to be a great nostalgia show, I believe.
All right, going to take a break. Back with Kelly Leonard to talk more about music on the Half Shell and Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson at 1. CBS Audio America changed forever. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, Kelly Leonard from the Music on the Half Shell Committee getting ready for another summer of concerts in the Umpqua Valley. At the presentation today, Clint Newell talked about a kind of a unique feature that you're going to be employing this year. One additional thing while the concerts are going on.
It is an additional thing. You know, if you think back to our mission is to bring music to Douglas County that people may not have listened to. But importantly, we wanted to bring a free, family-friendly, safe environment for our fans. And, you know, safe in the last 24 months, safe, it became a very interesting topic, and it was very important to us. It was one of the reasons that we gave serious consideration to whether or not we are going to be here this year or not. And now, as you know, Kyle, safe suddenly is a measurable thing, you know, and one of the ways it's measurable in this county is how many COVID cases do we have? You know, the state government and et cetera and local health department has basically said the healthier you are, the safer you are. So in that vein, we were approached by the Douglas Health.
Douglas Public Health Network.
Thank you. Douglas Public Health Network. And they have what's called the Tiger Team. And the Tiger Team is going to be with us every week at every concert giving free COVID vaccines. So we're very pleased about that. They will be on site, as I said before, much like years ago we had the Mercy Nurses. The Tiger Team will be there. They'll set up. You do not have to have an appointment to participate. They'll ask you to stay for 15 or 30 minutes, but you'll still be right there at the top, being able to see and listen to the music. And then they will set up your next appointment for you. Or if you choose, you're going to have the ability to choose between the Johnson & Johnson and or the Moderna vaccine. So if you choose the Johnson & Johnson, it's a one and done. If you choose a Moderna, they'll give you an appointment to come back in a couple weeks and get your second. So we're very pleased that they have volunteered to be there on site with us every week for the vaccines.
All right, let's talk about the music. Okay. Fourth show.
Fourth show will be on 27 July. So nice to have a powerhouse coming to Half Shell. This is a gentleman who has been with us once before, but he's played around Douglas County for a number of years. He has won just an amazing number of awards in the blues arena. He's just a huge voice, and that is Mr. Curtis Salgado. If you're a blues fan at all, the name Curtis Salgado really resonates with you. Curtis, as I said, has played, all the years that we had the Wine Festival, he played a number of years, played here, Music on the Half Shell, played in different places. He is just a very seminal, if that's the right word, and very influential blues artist. He's won 9 blues music awards over the years, including the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. Downbeat calls him an impressive gift to the blues. Billboard magazine says Salgado is inspired and powerful. And now, after 40 years of recording, performing, touring, songwriting, Curtis is back with another album called Damage Control, with his first full band album in over 4 years. And we're going to get to have him right here on 27 July.
Wow. And he's a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy.
I've gotten to talk to him a few times at various shows over the years.
I'll tell you, interestingly, on a personal note, I had the privilege of working with him backstage at a couple different venues. And one time, I brought my daughter, my tiny little daughter, who's not tiny little girl anymore, backstage and introduced her. And then a number of years later, he came back to Half Shell and he remembered her, called her by name. I mean, this a real class guy, you know.
And, you know, also Curtis Salgado, a lot of people don't realize, was the inspiration behind the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're as old as Kelly or I are, you'll remember that. Let's talk about the last two shows.
And on August the 3rd, we're bringing out a great eclectic entourage out of Portland, and it's going to be called Tony Coleman's Tribute to the Three Kings. Now, the name Tony Coleman means something to you. If you're a blues fan, he's probably one of the best known, most revered blues drummers in the world today. During his amazing career, he's toured with the likes of Otis Clay, Bobby Blue Bland, Johnny Taylor, Albert King, Albert Collins, Etta James, Freddie King, James Cotton. I've got B.B. King, Buddy Guy.
Wow.
You know, he's been performing with people for years and years and years. Performed for 29 years with B.B. King until his death in 2015. So the guy's got his chops, so to speak. So what Coleman has done is, Tony Coleman has assembled an all-star grouping of Portland musicians who are going to play tribute to three of his mentors and former bosses, the pioneering blues guitarist B.B. King, Albert King, and Freddie King, Three Kings. Those iconic guitar work has profoundly influenced every rock and blues guitarist over the last six decades. So he's a huge a star. We're very, very fortunate to have him. I think he's going to bring a great show. Also, he's coming along with a big lineup of blues all-stars who will be here. If you're a blues fan, if you're a marginal blues fan, if you want to learn about the blues, on August 3rd is going to be the night to do it.
And literally, we could spend quite a while going through all the people that are performing within their names that I certainly recognize, and we don't have time to do that. But take a look at the Half Show website. Just incredible who's going to be here. Last show.
Last show is going to be on 10 August this year. And this is another group that's being put together, coming down for us. It's going to be Tom Grant, Ron Steen, and Dave Capteen, and it's called the Portland Jazz All-Stars. So it's going to wrap up our 2021 season, a group of some of the best jazz musicians out of Portland. The group's going to be centered around the rhythm section of Tom Grant, who's been with us a number of times before, really always entertains the crowd. With his piano and his vocal work, Ron Steen, who plays drums, and Dave Capteen plays bass. Added to the this trio will be female vocalist, along with a lot of all-star horn players. So great jazz evening will wrap up the 2021 season.
Wow. I'm going to really date myself and tell you that back in the mid-80s, I used to catch Tom Grant in Portland.
Yeah.
That was actually as I began to be interested in jazz. And he was one of the first people I started listening to back then. So.
Well, even a lot of people don't think they like jazz, but when they've come and heard Tom Grant here, they've just walked away knowing they've seen a tremendous show. So.
Got about a minute and a half left on Inside Douglas County. So mention the Tiger Team again and how that'll work.
The Tiger Team will be with us, providing free COVID vaccines for us at each of our shows. You will not need to have an appointment. You will not be billed. Your insurance will not be billed. You have a choice between the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is, again, a one-and-done, or the Moderna, which is a two-shot regime, and they will make the appointment for you. They will contact you and get you back. And who knows? We may even have some premium thank-you gifts from Half Shell for getting vaccine and making Douglas County more healthy.
Well, it's just a few weeks away. It's amazing how close it is.
It is. July 6th is... what's the date today? July 6th is right around the corner.
Yeah, about 3 weeks,
yeah.
And maybe a little bit more before Music on the Half Shell begins. We'll have you in periodically to talk about the shows as we get there. I'm sure a lot of people are pretty excited.
All very excited. All thanks to the committee. All thanks to our many sponsors who stuck with us last year and are staying with us. And we hope to see each and every one of you out there. Be safe, and we're going to have a great season.
All right, 1257 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.